With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House has passed a $14.5 billion aid bill to Israel combined with cuts for the IRS. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it makes sense to offset the Israel aid package with IRS funding.
If Democrats in the Senate or the House or anywhere else, want to argue that hiring more IRS agents is more important than standing with Israel in this moment, I'm ready to have that debate. But I did not attach that for political purposes, okay? I attached it because, again, we're trying to get back to the principle of fiscal responsibility here. And that was the easiest and largest pile of money that's sitting there for us to be able to pay for this immediate obligation.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will not consider what he calls the unserious House proposal. Federal agents have searched the home of a top fundraiser for New York City Mayor Eric Adams, correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Agents raided the Brooklyn home of Brianna Suggs, a fundraiser and longtime confidant to Mayor Adams, who abruptly ditched a planned White House meeting and flew home from Washington. A spokesperson for the FBI confirmed that a court-authorized law enforcement action had been carried out. Neighbors said several people, some wearing FBI windbreakers, were seen entering Suggs' home. An attorney for the Adams campaign said the mayor was not contacted by authorities, that his campaign operates with the highest standards, and that it will comply with any inquiries. I'm Norman Hall.
A New York jury has convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud charges. The 31-year-old California man was convicted Thursday in Manhattan federal court by jurors who rejected his testimony that he didn't defraud customers. Bankman-Fried has been jailed since August when a judge concluded he'd tried to influence prospective trial witnesses. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 564 points, the Nasdaq rose 232. This is SRN News. The Merchant Marine Academy embraces transgenderism.
Under a new policy, midshipmen who are scheduled to have a sex change operation can seek exemption from their military service requirement. Academy officials say they're just complying with President Biden's order that all military services avoid discrimination against transgender recruits. Some members of Congress are concerned, though. Republican Jim Banks of Indiana says he has some questions about the new Merchant Marine policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin issued an executive order aimed at combating anti-Semitism and other forms of any religious hatred amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. The governor's directive instructs law enforcement to share and coordinate on potential anti-Semitic acts through a situation room. It also asks Virginia higher education institutions to submit updated comprehensive safety plans. This is SRN News. Beyond Meat is sending out some pink slips.
The plant-based meat company is trimming 19% of its non-production workforce after a weaker-than-expected third quarter. Beyond Meat says a layoff of roughly 65 employees is part of a broader corporate review. The company is also considering exiting some product lines, changing pricing, shifting its manufacturing, and restructuring its Chinese operations. Beyond Meat says an expected return to sales growth July through September failed to materialize. Rich Thomason reporting.
Cedar Fair and Six Flags are merging, creating an expansive amusement park operator with operations spread across 17 U.S. states and three countries. The combined company will include 27 amusement parks, 15 water parks, and 9 resort properties in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.